Okay, so here we are into our final feedback for Sasha Jenkinson. And this should be a wonderful event, I'm telling you. I'm feeling some good stuff. Sash, thank you so much for sharing your story. You know, I just want to put this on hold so I don't shut it off. But yours is really the only thing I really wrote very little down to note to, because you spoke so much verbiage into my story. A little bit more intense than mine, but the same thing. The story of addiction, the story of sexual stuff, the story of going back to it, the fighting against it, the getting sucked into demonic things, the satanic things, getting sucked into the depths of hell on earth. The claws that keep coming back, kept coming back, that would drive you to the depths of despair so deep that the thoughts of getting off this earth were easily thought of. It was how, when, where, until God stepped in. You know, I listen to your story, I look at your pictures, listen to your passion verbs, your rich uncle story. Everything screams redeemed. Redeemed. And the only caution I would throw to that, because you are passionate, there is a passion about you that can't be killed. You are. You are that story I said about the sheep. You are the one. You are one of the ones. You are so passionate that drive that he put into you, prior to you even knowing him, he knew you. I think that was instilled at birth. And that is the glory, I think, that Jesus is starting to bring back out of you in a healthy, godly way, drawing you into that godly man that you both so much desire. I think you've always desired that. But I think Satan did everything in his power to destroy that. And Michael and other great authors say it pretty simple. Because he's afraid of you and what you might become. And he's going to be more afraid of you because of what you're becoming. So I guess maybe like myself, I see the attacks for you can come rampant, hard, and fast. And because of the hooks and stuff that develop, continue. Walk with men in this message. Pray with men in this message. Surround yourself with men in this message. Surround yourself with Christ. Hold up that shield. You know, literally learn the armor of God. Memorize it. That helmet of salvation protects your brain. Salvation's protection. Why? Because that's the first place the enemy comes to, is your brain. To mess with your freaking head, because your heart is well protected. Breastplate of righteousness. He can't get through the righteousness, but he can mess with your brain until you start remembering your salvation and where it comes from. That's your strengths, you know. I think you know that already. One of the, probably the biggest passions I see on you from your story and going into your future is your passion for women. Sorry. You've been very passionate with women. And you're extremely passionate about your wife now. But that passion has been taken away from Satan and his twistedness of what love is. Absolutely. And what love is for. And God is redeeming that in your heart constantly to the truth. And you mentioned one thing while you were doing your thing, that you want your kids to know the truth. Just be Jesus to them. They may not read the Bible every day, but they'll read you every day.
Right.
And I think that that is your truth. You know, your passion verb or the reflect. It's good to reflect, but not live in it.
Right.
And I guess maybe I'm throwing caution to you because of experiences that I've had.
Yeah.
Praying that you don't have them, but just a caution that as we reflect on where the enemy had us, he tries to pull us back into that. And that's not allowed. It's no longer who we are. We're sons of God. I belong to Jesus, period. End of discussion. Get behind me, Satan. You no longer rule here. Jesus, help. Jesus, help me. It's a great prayer. I just feel that, and like with all of you guys, not to diminish anybody's, but your story is far from over. I think this passion, and it just comes to me, the passion for Christ, the movie, The Passion of Christ, your passion for Christ is going to drive you and take you into realms that are going to blow you away. And I pray to be an ear to that story as it grows. But understand, and I think the guys kind of said to it, with growth comes a lot of pains and strains. Yep, you are. But now it's new pains. Now it's new pains and strains. These are growing pains with Christ, and the enemy can twist them into feeling. You know, you felt all these things. I know you have. I felt them too. That the enemy can twist what he wants. You know, Scripture. He attacked Christ with Scripture. He can twist it to meet his own ends. The discernment, I pray on you the discernment over the spirits immediately now and forevermore on the rest of your life, that you can discern that spiritual warfare and that spiritual attack that comes at you, at your families, at your kids, your pastor for your kids, all of them, all over the world. Sorry about that. But just, you know, you've got such passion to be poured out because such passion has been poured in. That it's obvious, you know, the way you spoke to these guys' hearts, your visions, you're a visionary. You see things that a lot don't. And you write things that a lot don't, because they don't know how to put them into words. You've been given giftedness that hasn't even been explored yet. And your passion verbs sit to this. I mean, look at these. Every single one of these today, what, 5 years ago?
What?
The opposite of them. Oh, 5, 6 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
The opposite. There was no praise.
No.
It was all demonic growl.
Yeah.
There was no love. There was hate. There was no living. It was only death.
Yeah.
Protect, whatever.
I was bringing the danger.
Reflect. There's no need to reflect.
No. Run.
You know, but all of those have been reversed for you, I believe. And in your God is, it's a dramatic change, man, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. It's inspiring, and I know that you're going to inspire a lot of other guys. Keep with it. Keep walking with it. Keep walking with other men, because you got a lot to offer, and you have a lot to receive. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
I mean, you poured out so many things that, you know, that you guys connect on that, you know, I'm like, how do I share that advice and that, you know, that sage coaching that he is, that you call yourself a rookie, but you're not. And there's a, there's a world of good between the two of you. When I hear your story, man, I get excited. I mean, I walked out of here with excitement of joy, of like, man, here's a guy that has endured just about the most things that I know of, right? And you're such a fighter.
Mm.
Even though you said you were giving up and you were cutting yourself and you were trying to die, man, you never wanted to actually do that. You know, you've got your sister, you've got your kids, your lover, your protector. You know, that armor that you're talking about with him is such a warrior. You know, so no wonder why you like Gladiator.
Mm.
Or Braveheart, or, I mean, you like Gladiator, but, I mean, you got that in you. You know, I'm proud to be a part of the journey, because I'm going to be the guy crying all along with you. Because it's almost like, I feel like you have so much more to share, and for me to gain from your story, that's who you are. You're a guy that's going to do that. But I do jump back to the story part that is so amazing with the caution. I agree, you got to deal with whoever's close to you, with whoever's far away. I'm in Ohio, you know, but I want to be there through that phone and with you all the time, because I think that you're strong. I think when I'm looking at what weakness is your experiences that's exposed you, you know, for me, they're easy. I know on my level, they're easy for me to jump back into and get there. And when I say that, it might only be 15 seconds, but that's 15 seconds I don't want.
Right.
You know, so, you know, your story's amazing. You're good, and you're good, and you're good. We were A+ for you. I could write good, good, good. You are a good, good, good person. You know, and I see it. I see it pouring out of you.
I'm working on that.
Well, you smile, man. I mean, you've got a smile that is a smile of being truly happy right now. You know, and just keep that smile going. That's God smiling through you, and that's awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Before you start
playing your mind. Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. I can't add much to what the guys have already said, but I mean, there is an incredible glory to your life. And I agree, it was an incredible story when we had to end last night. It was like, I want to hear the rest of it. I just
cut off the clips, and we're in the middle of, you know.
Yeah, it's like we have to stay tuned. No, I knew. No, we had to go in there and do things, but I, like I shared with you, I'd really love to hear the rest of your story, and it's incredible. God's protective hand on your life. There's a verse, I forget where it is, Isaiah maybe, where God says, "I'll give you beauty for ashes," and I just think that just describes your life so well. I mean, Your life was in ashes, and God just took that and just gave you beauty, man. He just gave you, there's a beauty to your story, there's a beauty to your life. You know, in Christ you are a new creation, and all things have become new. God has just given you God has given you a new heart. But even back in your story, I mean, I agree with my brother here. I mean, you've got a good heart, man. You've always, even when you were going through the worst of it, I mean, you loved your wife, you loved your kids. I love it how when you talk about your wife, how much you love her, how much you love your kids, how much your kids love you. That's just a beautiful thing. Yeah, you got joy overflowing. David said, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." I mean, I've been a Christian since I was 15. And there are times in life where you can really lose that joy. And just to be around somebody who's just got the overflowing joy of that salvation just does me just a world of good. Yeah, you're a warrior. God has made you a warrior, a king, and you're becoming an even greater king.
I believe that God has things planned for you that would probably blow your mind and blow our mind. People will follow you. God will use your story to help countless other people. I was thinking as you were telling your story, it's like I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a movie made about the story of your life someday. I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful story of redemption. Yeah. It is just awesome. Yeah, I do pray as far as like attacks, just same with my brother. I pray that God will definitely give you, I know he will. He'll give you wisdom and understanding about when, how, and with whom to share your story. That's a hard one. Yeah, telling your story, man, is hard, but I know God will give you the wisdom. Be ready for the fact, and I'm sure you already are, that when you do share your story, it may not initially be received well, but just trust God that he's going to work in the hearts of whoever you share that story with.
I'm only sharing it where he directs me.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Zoe has a saying that they repeat often, which I just love. He says, just because things aren't going well doesn't mean they're not going according to plan. And that gives me hope when things don't seem to be going well on any particular day. As they said, you just surround yourself with your brothers. You've got a good band of brothers. One thing I have seen, no matter how close you are with your brothers, the devil wants to interrupt that relationship. And I was a part of the Wednesday morning group, and you know, I saw so many people come into that group and say, this is my band of brothers, I'm here forever, I'm going to be here every Wednesday morning. But I mean, something happens. You know, one guy had heart surgery and after that he never came back. You know, one time, you know, one of the guys in the group, you know, said something that really offended one of the guys, and then they never came back. I just pray that, you know, with your band of brothers, I mean, we're just human, and you know, we love each other. We're trying our best to live the way God wants us to, but we don't put our hope in each other. You know, right. we put our hope in right. God, and you know, I hope to never disappoint any of my brothers, but just be careful. And just one other thing too is, and I would give somebody permission in your life to say, hey, if you ever see me turning around, come get me. I give you full permission to just come and drag my butt back. be the shepherd of that sheep, guys. I've actually heard stories of that, man, where just like the whole band of brothers would be like, guy moved in with his girlfriend, the whole band of brothers shows up at the girlfriend's house and said, come on, man, we're taking you we're taking you back. One other thing that I think just to be aware of is just, you know, God doesn't promise us a pain-free life, and I think the thing that the devil attacks me most with is just if I'm having, like you said, that day you were just having a really bad day and you just wanted to go by the liquor store and God just kept directing you past it. I think that's just something to be extra wary of, is like, you know, that there will be painful days, and just have pre-planned. I think some Michael said, we're allow the enemy no place to land.
Right.
And just have pre-planned in your mind that, you know, when that day comes, you know exactly where to run to.
I shoot Dr. Pepper now.
But yeah, I pray that we'll all be lifelong friends. It's a privilege to know you. You're a warrior, a king, and God just gave me a vision of you as a lion. So, hey, man. Love you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Too. One last thing from me. Getting everybody these one or two words that God's given me to give to you. Focus coach. Passionate partner. And that's not just of your wife.
Yeah.
Like the two, three actually that God's given me. Chainbreaker.
Chainbreaker.
I don't know if all three of those go together or not, but
I think they do.
That's what I'm giving.
Right on. Chain up there talking.
Amen. Yeah, we're supposed to be there.
Are we really that late? I thought we were doing good, man.
I guess not.